We have just 3 weeks to go until the first race of the season in Bahrain. Welcome, everyone, to day 13 of 30 Days of Beyond the Grid with me, Tom Clarkson. And today, we're hearing from one of the unsung heroes of the paddock, an F1 talent guru who scouted the likes of George Russell, Esteban Ocon, and Alex Albon during their karting years. Gwen Legrue is in charge of Mercedes' junior driver program, and last year the Frenchman told me what he looks for in young racers.
I had the privilege to witness a fantastic generation at that time, because every weekend I was watching Max Verstappen, Charles Leclerc, Pierre Gasly, George Russell, Esteban Ocon. They were all racing together. It was an absolutely unique period of time in go-kart. Such a generation fighting in front of me. Anyone could pick a young superstar at that time.
What do you look for in a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old? Is it all about speed in those karting days?
No, absolutely not. Because, of course, it's part of what we are looking for. But when I'm going on a go-kart race, I'm following, let's say, the top 10 drivers or some drivers into the top 10 or top 15. And then I'm monitoring during an entire season what they are doing and whatever are the conditions, wet or dry, or if it's super hot or cold. And I'm more focused on how consistent they are, how they are interacting with their team, with their mechanic, how they will manage the race. And I'm if I take, for example, Kimi Antonelli, who is one of our young drivers, the way at 11 years old he was able to read the race, how he was defending, how he was attacking. He was not always the most competitive one in Mini, but he was always there, always in the top five. Wet, dry, wind, whatever you want. He was always, always there. And he was extremely clever for such a young age. I have never seen anyone as clever as this kid at this age.
What are the telltale signs that they are a future champion? Okay, they're quick and consistent, but if a young driver was sitting the other side of the table like I am to you now, what would impress you in terms of how they talk, how they act, how they interact with you?
Yeah, most of the time, what I have noticed with, if I think about George or Esteban or Alex or Kimi today, you can immediately feel at 12 years old, they already discuss with you as they are 20 years old. So the maturity they have at their age is super impressive. And you can feel that you are already talking to someone apart, someone special, someone different. The way they are quickly thinking and answering to a question, or even anticipating what you will ask them, etc. They are pretty impressive for a 12-year-old kid.
How often do drivers of Formula One caliber come along?
It is a good question. I think we meet very rarely the one who will become world champion. That I think happens every 10, 12 years eventually. But first, when we sign a driver, we feel the responsibility of delivering a job. It's a life project for these kids. And I feel the responsibility of giving everything I can to help them to perform and to guide them and to bring them to the top. It means that you have also to anticipate what will be the market in 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years. And do we have, if I sign this driver, is there a slot in 4 years' time in Formula One, a possible slot? Do I have a real chance to bring him to Formula One? Sometime you have a fantastic driver winning in F2, and we have seen that recently, and there is no opportunity in F1. So we try to always anticipate that situation first, and then we have always some options on our list. Of course, reserve, test driver, simulator. But for a young driver, I think important is also to to have a possibility in another series, like Endurance or in Japan or in IndyCar. You need to have different options open.
I was going to ask, how important is it that a 20-year-old keeps racing? How long can you keep them on the sidelines?
Well, first, I think if we have an exceptional talent, you have always a possibility in Formula One. I don't think the last 15 years we missed someone exceptional. I think all the exceptional drivers are actually in Formula One. So if you end up in a situation where you have to wait a little bit, you must find them track time because, let's say, it's part of the preparation. And you know that, okay, we have to wait maybe 1 year, but next year it will be in. So you have to maintain the training. You have to maintain the racing spirit. You have to maintain everything to find a solution in Formula One. But it cannot be more than a year, I think.
Really fascinating to hear from someone who spots future F1 stars at the very beginning of their racing journeys. It's really interesting to know what he looks for in young carters and what made the likes of George Russell and Esteban Ocon stand out from the others. And that's the beauty of Beyond the Grid. As well as the biggest names in the sport, we also get to hear from some of the lesser-known geniuses responsible for making the F1 world go round, gaining invaluable insight that you wouldn't get anywhere else. Gwen clearly has a good eye for future Grand Prix winners and potential world champions, so I'm sure we'll see more of his prodigies on the grid in years to come. Well, that's it for Day 13. Join us again tomorrow to hear from the man responsible for Formula One's present and future.
Formula One is the greatest sport in the world.
But there can be a lot to understand. Don't worry, we're here to help.
I'm Katie Osborne. This is Christian Hugill.
And welcome to F1 Explains.
This is the official F1 podcast about how the sport really works. The drivers, the cars, the rules, the words, the risk takers, late breakers, and history makers that amaze and inspire us every race weekend.
Hit like, follow, or subscribe for new episodes every Friday as we answer your questions about F1 with the help of some very special guests. Oscar Piastri, welcome for your debut on F1 Explains.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Double world champion Mika Häkkinen, welcome to F1 Explains.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
By your side, a woman whose race strategy once made Sergio Perez cry.
Speechless, guys.
It's important for me to say tears of joy. Welcome back, Bernie Collins.
Thank you so much. You've just not heard the crying ones from losing the race.
Susie Wolf joining us here on F1 Explains. What a joy to have you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me, Christian Hugill and Katie Osborne on the stage is Formula One legend David Coulthard.
We'll be here across the 2024 season with current drivers and legends of the sport.
Plus, insights and explanations from people you don't usually get to hear from, the unseen experts who are essential to Formula One.
We need your question to put to our experts.
Are you F1 Explains?
We are!
I love your podcast!
Love F1 Explains! Christian Hugill!
Oh my God!
And Katie Osborne.
Katie Osborne!
Record it as a voice note on your phone, or you can write it in an email and send it to f1explains@f1.com.
Just search for F1 Explains wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll speak to you soon.